trust. When we were little, we trusted our parents and caregivers. We didn't have a choice, nor did we know any better, right? However, as we started to walk, run, and speak, when we began to have a voice, we in turn learned how to communicate. This brought awareness of truly who we can trust, and albeit because they fed us and put a roof over our heads, we continued to trust those around us, no matter what, until we didn't. Ironically, or perhaps not so ironically, the Bible tells us to be careful about whom we trust and reminds us that trusting in God is the most important thing for real security and guidance. In other words, it's okay to trust people, but we should do so wisely and in line with what God teaches us and, more importantly, wants for us. So, with that in mind, today I'd like to buckle our seatbelts and talk about a tough topic, trust. Because just as I mentioned, we trust them until we don't. And for this work, my friend, I'd love for you to grab your prayer journal at my Rise, Love, Live boutique on etsyshop.com. The link is below. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. If learning to trust is one of life's most difficult tasks, then how are we so blessed that we empathetically trust our parents and caregivers for the first 10 years of our lives? Why? Because we can feel their love for us. We know we are safe because of how they care for us. It's a beautiful thing until it's not. 10 years go by and that awareness deep inside begins to grow. Our voice, our yearning to stand up and be heard becomes louder. And if that trust has been broken, we begin to distance ourselves and we begin to build those emotional walls that we talked about in episode 6. And I bet when you first listened to that particular episode, you wondered, when do we lay that first brick? When did we do that? Well, there we go. It happened when we were young and they broke our trust. Yet we didn't realize it at the time. Or maybe you were like me and it happened later in life, perhaps in your late teens or early 20s. Still, as we move into adulthood, that wall comes with us. And remember, it continues to get higher and higher to, quote, protect us. Consequently, the people around us tap into those fears. They can sense that she has trust issues, or worse, if you don't pay attention to her, it's just her daddy issues. My friend, I'd like for you to pause a moment. If those words or similar have crossed your lips, take a moment and ask for forgiveness. Can you now recognize how hurtful those words are? Or worse, have you heard the whispers? Well, then they need to be forgiven. Put those negative words, that negative memory on a cloud and let it float away. Allow peace and forgiveness to fill your heart. Are you okay to keep going? Good. Thank you. I'm proud of you. Let's dig a little deeper into that. Let's lean into those uncomfortable feelings we just brought up. What inner work can we do to begin to repair those wounds? Some of you may have already taken that courageous step of reaching out to the person who caused you pain, initiating that difficult conversation where they themselves realized they needed to request your forgiveness. And whether you believe they deserve it or not, trust me, you should grant that forgiveness. Holding on to that anger only harms yourself. It doesn't do anything to them. And those negative emotions will fester, consuming your focus with bitterness instead of allowing peace to prevail. We want to consume our minds with thoughts of joy and hope, not bitterness and anger. And to further my point, listen to these beautiful words from Philippians 4:8. From now on, brothers and sisters, if anything is excellent and if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. All that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, pure, lovely, and all that is worthy of praise. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 21 and 22, then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. You see, we must embrace what Jesus already knows. We will make mistakes, sometimes big ones. And some of these mistakes stem from deep-seated pain passed down through generations. And yes, even they are to be forgiven because, again, remember that letting go of those negative emotions is for us, not them. You see, trust and forgiveness go hand in hand, each playing its own part, closely connected. Forgiveness is a deliberate act of canceling another's debt. It's a powerful first step toward our healing. It's an active decision, not erasing the hurt, but initiating the journey toward restoration. However, trust is not passive. It's a conscious choice that we make brick by brick over time. It's a testament to our commitment and the importance we place on our relationships. Step by step, we create a sturdy bridge demanding consistency from the other person. But trust, like a bridge blown apart by dynamite, can be shattered swiftly, leaving behind a void of uncertainty and insecurity. It's a reminder of the vulnerability that comes with trust, urging us to tread carefully. Forgiveness offers release from punishment, while trust provides the foundation for security. Together, they navigate the path to reconciliation, knitting the threads of broken relationships with hope and grace. However, when we don't let it go, we begin to build those barriers that block our hearts from opening up to trust. In turn, we miss the opportunity to someone who truly deserves it. It's a delicate balance, to say the least. And frankly, When I've had to forgive, I did it through silent prayer and a lot of sobbing. Dear Lord, you ask us to forgive those who trespass against us, but what are we to do when they hurt us so deeply that we no longer trust them and they've made it difficult to trust others? I hear your whispers, Lord. I feel you holding me in your arms. And with your help, with your grace and mercy, I lay all of my hurt, all of my pain, and all of my wounds at your feet. With your strength, Father, I search for forgiveness. I seek to let it all go, if not for them, then for me. I also ask for my own forgiveness. I am not a saint, Lord. I also lay my sins at your feet and ask that you replace this pain with joy, that you replace my anger with love, and that you show me how to hope again. Amen. And with that sweet prayer on our hearts, let's quickly walk through a few inner work practices that can nurture your trust and forgiveness. First, believe it or not, we have self-reflection. Take time to assess your actions, motivations, and patterns. Then reflect on past experiences where trust was broken or forgiveness was needed. Consider how your attitude or actions may have contributed to the situation. Self-awareness is essential to understanding and addressing underlying issues that hinder your trust and forgiveness. Next, I'd like you to practice putting yourself in the shoes of others and strive to understand their perspective, their feelings, and how they are experiencing the situation. This practice of empathy fosters compassion and forgiveness by allowing you to see beyond your point of view and recognizing the humanity in others, even when they've hurt you. This will help soften your heart and create space for forgiveness to take root. Additionally, I'd like you to seek a mindful practice that encourages you to stay in the present moment, observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. That's key. All of this work is always without judgment. It's vital to take specific steps to develop emotional resilience and control to help you manage difficult emotions like anger, resentment, and bitterness. This practice will help you avoid dwelling on those negative feelings and instead approach challenging situations with clarity and composure. In turn, you'll find forgiveness and trust more accessible. My friend, I am well aware that this episode was a challenging one to hear and process. So take some time and sit with the prayer and with the requested work that I asked you to do. It's not going to be easy. It never is. The good stuff is never easy. And if you enjoyed this episode as much as I hope you did and want to hear from me again, be sure to follow my podcast and leave a review before you leave. You're doing an amazing job, my friend. I believe in you. Now, it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.